Imagine walking into a workplace where everyone functions as a leader, where team members don't wait for direction, but instead take initiative, solve problems, and drive results collectively. This revolutionary approach has helped organizations achieve productivity increases of up to 600%. The traditional management model, with clear divisions between leaders and followers, is becoming obsolete in today's complex business environment. Instead, the most successful organizations are creating teams where leadership is distributed, shared, and cultivated at every level. Teams evolve through 5 distinct stages on their journey to distributed leadership. In stage 1, supervisors maintain complete control while team members simply follow directions. By stage 2, team members begin taking more responsibility by participating in performance discussions. Stage 3 introduces shared leadership as selected team members take responsibility for activities like training, though final approval remains with supervisors. In stage 4, these designated leaders fully own team priorities with minimal supervisor input. Finally, at stage 5, leadership rotates among members as more individuals develop leadership capabilities, with the supervisor functioning primarily as an advisor, focusing on strategic work. Teams are perfectly designed to get the results they get. When team members act like followers rather than leaders, the issue lies in your team's design. The organization systems design model reveals that performance stems from deliberate choices about strategy, systems, and structures. Alignment begins by connecting team members to meaningful purpose. People desire meaning, not just working for a cost center. When work connects to something larger, remarkable outcomes follow. Breakthrough products, increased productivity, improved quality, and higher profits. Without meaning, cynicism and disengagement flourish. Teams must adapt to external demands while influencing their environment. Workspace design significantly impacts dynamics. Open collaborative spaces encourage informal communication, while quiet areas support focused work. For everyone to become a leader, teams must understand how work flows through their system. Process analysis tools like value stream mapping help visualize workflow and identify value creation points, strategic impacts, waste, and bottlenecks where leadership opportunities exist. One organization approached process improvement by emphasizing cost reduction to grow the business rather than shrink it, removing job security fears. When employees worked as teams, they identified inefficiencies, saving nearly $500 million over 5 years by empowering frontline workers to make decisions without management approval. Self-managing teams need integrated systems for team and individual performance with clear metrics aligned to organizational goals. These metrics should be displayed visually and reviewed regularly in fact-based team discussions. High-performing teams participate in selecting their own members, creating greater ownership. The selection process should follow clear principles: hiring for leadership potential, maintaining strict criteria, and using past behavior as predictors. Teams can assess candidates through behavioral interviews, job simulations, and trial periods. Team capability development should precede individual development. A skills matrix helps identify requirements across technical, leadership, and interpersonal dimensions, while individual development plans should align personal growth with team and organizational goals. Team members must understand their value contribution to the organization. A comprehensive value creation model provides 2 essentials: the team's detailed cost structure and the quantifiable value of its output. With these figures, teams can determine each member's contribution and identify improvement opportunities. Value-creating teams work best as autonomous mini-businesses organized around distinct, measurable outputs, ideally covering complete end-to-end processes. When complexity makes this difficult, teams can organize around specific state changes with defined inputs and outputs. Team members need frequent information about their progress toward goals, tracking results at process, sub-process, and team levels. Daily value creation models provide an immediate sense of accomplishment and enable rapid course correction. Effective business management requires skills many team members haven't previously developed. They need training to master critical capabilities, assessing value creation, interpreting operational data, developing meeting management skills, and establishing protocols for addressing performance issues. With access to detailed value creation data, team members transform from task-focused workers into strategic leaders who understand their direct contribution to the organization's bottom line. Knowledge is the purest source of advantage for high-performing teams. While technologies and processes evolve, team members' minds remain a constant competitive edge. Teams must manage both discovery and diffusion of key knowledge better than competitors to deliver extraordinary value. The diffusion of ideas is inherently social, making quality networks crucial. Teams should use culture analysis tools to study knowledge flows, examining what distinctive knowledge exists and how it creates customer value. Team knowledge falls into four categories: codifiable know-that, facts; codifiable know-how, documented procedures; tacit know-that, shared assumptions; and tacit know-how, experience-based expertise. High-performing teams recognize that often more than half of their valuable knowledge is tacit, yet most organizations focus primarily on explicit knowledge. Teams typically excel at discovery but struggle with diffusion. The knowledge capability equation, KC equals D times D, shows that knowledge capability equals discovery multiplied by diffusion. Improving diffusion rather than just discovery can yield exponential improvements in knowledge capability. Visual management transforms workspaces into data-driven environments that elevate employees into leaders. Unlike traditional neutral spaces with minimal performance information, visual management keeps important metrics visible, showcases team history, celebrates achievements, and builds community pride. Most workspaces fail to unite teams or establish accountability. In contrast, a visually managed space displays performance information daily, shows individual progress, highlights team history, and creates an environment so inspiring that team members proudly show it to family and friends. Visual management applies brain dominance theory by employing a whole brain approach, using strategically placed charts, graphs, pictures, artifacts, and videos to connect with all team members regardless of their learning style. Implementation begins by reviewing workflow to ensure the right people work near each other. After evaluating if the space drives desired behaviors, make necessary physical changes. Then focus on customer displays highlighting your mission, data displays tracking performance, and recognition elements celebrating achievements. The workplace profoundly affects our well-being. Yet with only 30% of employees engaged and disengaged workers costing America up to $550 billion annually in lost productivity, traditional management is clearly failing. Today's workforce seeks meaningful involvement, intellectual challenge, genuine empowerment, and growth opportunities. Distributed leadership delivers multiple benefits: improved performance metrics, increased innovation-driven productivity, higher profits from reduced waste, and greater customer and employee satisfaction. While creating a team of leaders requires substantial investment, it yields sustainable results while making work more enjoyable. This transformation requires patience. Teams typically need 18 to 24 months to develop capabilities traditionally held by supervisors, with potential temporary productivity dips of 10-15%. Education and communication best address resistance. Organizations should share detailed information and arrange visits to companies successfully operating with self-managed teams. Applied systematically, these strategies elevate teams to unprecedented performance while creating more fulfilling work experiences. The personal energy generated from advancing along the leadership continuum is consistently described as exhilarating, a win-win that transforms organizations from within.